Okay, good morning to everybody. So continuing on the Rambam in Parakei Vilchos Mamrim, which again, just to review, we start off with the din of Klala, and Hakka, the Losa says, because, you know, Vilchos Mamrim is a rebellion against authority, and as we know that, you know, Klala surpasses Hakka in two critical respects, Bein Mechayim, Bein La'achar Misa, and Skila as opposed to Chanek. And then we talked about the idea that it's the Shemosh and Nimchakos, because it's the two dimensions that we talked about, that the Tarte L'Reisa, that the Radvaz appeals to, the Makla Aviv Imo, conjoined with attacking the third partner in the Shutfus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we talked about the Rambam L'Shitaso, because, you know, Avi Aviv Avi Imo, B'chor according to the Rambam, is not subject to the Din of Kavod, and that's the Lashon of Ke'echan Mishar HaKal, right? There really isn't, much of a distinction. There's an important, perspective that the Rambam adds in the next halacha regarding the nature of the Azhara. And there's a richos in the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, even longer, attacking the Kesef Mishnah, you know, how the Rambam arrived at this conclusion. Was it that he held like Rabbi Akiva, that Elohim lo sekalel is only a Shem Kodesh and not a Shem Chol, in terms of a Dayan, or is it that he, you know, based it on the Mechilta? Is it based on the Gemara and Shavuos, on Daf Lamed Vav? But either way, the Rambam says something very striking. Azhar shem mekalel aviv imo minayin, o neshamanu beferush, right? Mekalel aviv imo mos yumas, make aviv imo mos yumas, aval azhar hare bichlal lo sekalel cheresh. So it's actually integrated into the fundamental lav lo sekalel cheresh, and there's no separate, you know, pasuk for that. There are those that suggest, again, this is in the discussion between the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah, would have said lo sakel, what's lo sakalel, it's a tarte mashma, so maybe lo sakalel cheresh is echad l'chol adam, echad l'aviv, really interesting perspectives, but basically it's the generic lav, and then, you know, we could add on to that for, you know, Elohim lo sakalel, or Elohim lo sakalel, shem kodesh, shem chol, V'nasi v'am chalo sa'or, and, you know, the special din of cursing, you know, one's father. And again, these are all, you know, independent, violations. So, hovel muzer shalo l'kal adam Yisrael, ari aviv b'chal Yisrael. So, again, whether one subscribes to the yish of the Kesef Mishnah, or actually two possibilities the Kesef Mishnah suggests, or the Lecha Mishnah, it is a very striking phenomenon. So I want to make the following suggestion. It's not the only time you have it by Yom Kippur as well. Onesh shamanu, kichol nefesh asher lo su'una, be'etzem hayom hazeh, ve'avatis nefesh hayim ikerev amah, right, v'inisim es nefesh sichem is the asay, but where's the los asay? So it comes back to the world of Malacha on Yom Kippur, which is really fascinating. So we have this model, you know, in other places, and I think it's very consequential. What do I mean by that? What the Rambam is really telling you is he's downplaying the lav. This is in the Torah. The way that it introduced the problem of Mekal Aviv Imo was to escalate immediately to the onesh. Of course, you know, in onchin elim ken mazirin, so there's technical rules that you have to follow. We have to pin the lav somewhere, whether that lav is going to be lo sekalel cheresh, or that lav is going to be Elohim lo sekalel, or Elohim lo sekalel, whatever it is, or binyan av from between them, whatever one thinks the answer is, technically speaking, we are going to have to satisfy that issue of in onchin elim ken mazirin. But the fact that the Torah escalates straight to the onesh, to me, obviously, is a reflection of the chumrah sa'aveira, right? It's an isur skila. And the Torah wants to say, for shock value, right, you know, that this is something which is axiomatic. A person shouldn't even need, right, you do ultimately need. But a person shouldn't even need a pasuk that tells you can't be mekalel aviv imo. It's an outrage. It's a total defiance of everything that we would hold dear and everything that we would value. So again, whether one thinks that ultimately it comes from, you know, purely lo sekalel cheresh, whether it's a conjunction of lo sekalel with Elohim or Elohim lo sekalel, the point is, you know, that the onesh is the far more impressive, you know, the Isser Skila is really the most dramatic thing. And I think that we could be Madaic, actually, going back to Alach Aleph, you know, in the Rambam, in this Perek, that is exactly the case. Mikal aviv v'imo niskal, shenemar v'aviv v'imo kilel, damav bo. Right, so the Rambam didn't start with the Isser, the Rambam went straight, like the Torah did, to the Onesh. Right, not just because the Azhara is more subtle, but I think the Rambam wanted to make a point that this is, you know, unfathomable, beyond the pale.